KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accidents.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
I'll take a look at some high school sports over the weekend. In boys golf Saturday, it was at Kemper winning the Denison Boys Golf Tournament with a 313 total. Atlantic placing second with a 315. Carroll with 321 was third. Storm Lake, Harlan, Denison, Boyer Valley, Shenandoah round out the top eight teams in that meet. Medalist was Zach Osborne of Harlan, shooting a low round of 74. Atlantic's Evan Schuler was runner-up, shooting a 75. Ben Nelson posted 78 for the Trojans. That was good for ninth place. Sam Markham shot 79. Travis Olson, 83, to help lead Atlantic. Also Saturday in the Panorama Boys Golf Meet up at the Lake Panorama National Course, there were 11 schools in total competing, and the first place award went to South Hamilton with a 316. Des Moines Christian was second at 327. Dallas Center Grimes placed third. Audubon was fourth with a 361. Panorama, Guthrie Center, Adair Casey, Earlham, and West Central Valley round out the rest of the teams. Individually, the overall medalist in the meet was South Hamilton's Jordan Sogard with a 76. Trevor Eulestad shot 79. Austin Heron, 79. And Des Moines Christian's Chris Sturdivant shot 77 in that meet on Saturday. For Audubon, Nick Fett shot 93. Cameron Menino also a 93, while Andrew Earlmeyer and Andy Hoffman each posted 94s in that Saturday meet. Michael Byland also shot 81 for the low round for Audubon. He placed fifth overall in the medalist competition. Well, the Saturday, the Area Drake Relays High School Qualifiers were announced. In Thursday events coming up this week in boys discus, Tyler Hovey of Atlantic has qualified, along with A.J. Scarborough and Dallas Franks, both of Fremont Mills. In the girls high jump, Shelley Rath of Trainer qualified. In the girls shot put, Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning is a qualifier. Grant May of Glenwood qualified at the boys long jump. Rebecca Topham of Griswold qualified in the girls 3,000. And in the boys 3,200, Brandon Phipps of Creston is a qualifier. In the events that will run on Friday, qualifiers locally include Shaley Rath of Trainer in the girls 100 hurdles, the boys 110 hurdles, Austin Hess of Harlan qualified, Tyler Hovey of Atlantic qualified in the boys shot put, in the girls 100 meters, Emma Conkler of Audubon and Caitlin Stroud of Corning both qualified, in the boys 100 meters, Cleo Harris of Abe Lincoln and Kyle Kuhlman of Woodbine both qualified. In the girls' discus, Abby Sonderman of Harlan, Dusty Olson of Thomas Jefferson, and Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning are among the qualifiers. Brianna Maitland of Creston qualified in the girls' long jump. In the boys' high jump, Connor Meese of Trainer and Robert Tank of IKM Manning both qualified. Also in the boys' 4x200, Abraham Lincoln is a qualifier. Rebecca Topham of Griswold qualified in the girls' 800. Cade Cleveland of Riverside is a qualifier in the boys' 800. In the girls' 4x100-meter relay, Glenwood, Exira EHK, Abraham Lincoln, Carroll, Harlan, Dennison, and Creston are among the qualifiers. In the boys' 4x100 relay, Harlan, Abraham Lincoln, East Mills, and Thomas Jefferson all qualified. Also, Harlan's girls' 4x400-meter relay team qualified as well. In Saturday events, the boys' shuttle hurdle relay from Harlan qualified for that event. Rebecca Topham of Griswold qualified in both the girls' 400 hurdles and the girls' 1,500 meters. And also, Derek Jones of Glenwood qualified in the boys' 400-meter hurdle event coming up this week. Drake Relays will be run at Drake Stadium later on this week. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Kyle Loesch scattered six hits while pitching into the eighth inning, leading the St. Louis Cardinals past Pittsburgh 5-1. David Freese had a two-run single for the Cards, and Rafael Furcal had three hits to support Loesch, who's now 3-0 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Houston over the Dodgers 12-0. Colorado beat Milwaukee 4-1. Cincinnati edging Chicago 4-3. San Diego over Philadelphia 6-1. Arizona beat Atlanta 6-4. In the American League, Brent Laurie stole home and drove in two runs as the Toronto Blue Jays sent Kansas City to its 10th straight loss, 5-3. This is the Royals' longest losing streak since they dropped 12 in a row in May of 2008. Ricky Romero is now 3-0. He's 11-2 in 17 starts since July 21st as he won his third consecutive start. Francisco Cordero gave up a run in the ninth, but posted his first save in his first opportunity. He'll serve as Toronto's closer with Sergio Santos on the disabled list. He collected his 328th career save. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas beat Detroit in 11 innings, 3-2. Tampa Bay down Minnesota, 6-2. Baltimore over the LA Angels in 10 innings, 3-2. Oakland beat Cleveland, 5-1. The White Sox over Seattle, 7-4. The Vancouver Canucks, who won the President's Trophy with the best record in the regular season, have been ousted in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs as Jarrett Stoll beat Corey Schneider with a wrist shot at 4:27 of overtime to give the LA Kings a 2-1 victory over Vancouver. That knocked out the top-seeded Canucks in five games in the Western Conference first-round series. That's the first time the Kings have won a playoff series since 2001. The Kings will play the St. Louis Blues in the second round. Elsewhere in the first round, the Flyers are going on to the second round of the NHL playoffs, ousting a bitter rival to get there as Claude Giroux scored 32 seconds into Game 6 of Philadelphia's opening round matchup with Pittsburgh, and the Flyers went on to hammer the Penguins 5-1 for a 4-2 series victory. The Bruins' hopes for winning a second straight Stanley Cup are still alive as Tyler Seguin's goal at 3:17 of overtime lifted Boston past the Washington Capitals 4-3. That ties that best-of-seven first-round playoff series at three games apiece. The Bruins blew 3 one-goal leads before securing the W and forcing a decisive Game 7 on Wednesday in Boston. All six games in that series have been decided by one goal, and that's a first in Stanley Cup history. In the NBA on Sunday, New York beat Atlanta 113-112. It was the LA Lakers holding off Oklahoma City in double overtime, 114-106. Miami got by Houston 97-88. Sacramento over Charlotte 114-88. Detroit beat Toronto 76-73. San Antonio over Cleveland 114-98. Golden State slipped by Minnesota 93-88. Denver over Orlando 101-74. And the LA Clippers beat New Orleans 107-98. Well, Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag at the Kansas Speedway for his second Sprint Cup victory of the season. Martin Truex Jr. led a race-high 172 laps but had to settle for second place after he was unable to chase down Hamlin in the late going. He's still looking for his first win in NASCAR's top series after 175 appearances. Jimmy Johnson was the third-place finisher for Hendrick Motorsports, which failed for a 14th time to capture the team's milestone 200th race victory. In golf, Ben Curtis capped a tense up-and-down round of even par 72 with a birdie on the final hole to win the Texas Open by two strokes over Matt Every and John Hugh. Every carded a 71 over the final 18 holes while pursuing his first tour title. Hugh, the winner at the Mayakoba Classic earlier this season, closed with a 69. Curtis has mostly struggled since winning the 2003 British Open. He's enjoying his first PGA Tour win since 2006. David Frost and Michael Allen won the Legends of Golf Better Ball Tournament in Savannah. The second-round co-leaders partnered for a 10-under par 62 in the final round and ended up 29-under par after 54 holes. Joey Sindelar and John Cook were second by a stroke after they signed for a 61 in that tournament. And the course at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's has been lengthened by 181 yards for this year's British Open, with all but two holes having been altered since the last time the tournament was held there in 2001. Royal and Ancient Chief Executive Peter Dawson said today that the total length of the course has increased to 7,086 yards, but that it will still remain a par 70. Dawson said the biggest changes were made to the 7th, 10th, and 11th holes. The 10th is 52 yards longer compared to 11 years ago, while number 7 is 35 yards longer and has a completely new green. The 11th now measures 592 yards. That's 56 yards longer than the last time. The only holes that have not been changed are the par 4 4th and the par 3 12th. The British Open will start on July 19th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.